Welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Life with Lemon. It's just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Why was the cheetah so bad at hide and seek?
I don't know why was the cheetah so bad at hide and seek.
Wherever he went, he was always spotted.
That's a good joke. Yeah. If you like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com or just press the contact us link on our website, which is bro.com. Okay, now it's time for this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is bombastic, which is spelled B-O-M-B-A-S-T-I-C. Bombastic means high-sounding but with little meaning or inflated. Dean, you know anything or anybody that's bombastic?
A whoopee cushion.
No, that's... Okay, never mind. It's time for this week's climate change activists, which Dayton has for us.
This week's climate change activist is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Nalini Nadkarni is an American ecologist who pioneered the study of Costa Rican rainforest canopies using mountain climbing equipment to make her ascent. Nadkarni first took an inventory of the canopy in 1981, followed by two more inventories in 1984.
Wow. This was a while ago.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
She's making a difference in the world, which you can also do, but you don't have to survey the canopy stuff. You just do simple stuff. But, okay. Now it's time for this week's this or that question, which I have. No, not Dean. Oh, sorry. This week's answer to that question is pinto beans or lima beans?
Do I get first pick?
Yeah.
I choose pinto beans because no one likes lima beans.
Is that your only argument?
Yeah, and they taste good. They can be salty. Pretty good.
Well, pretty sure all beans can be salty if you put salt on them. But not lima really. Beans, they're green, so that's why they're good.
And that's your only rebuttal?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I disproved your rebuttal, so I win.
Hino beans have...
Hino beans?
Hino beans. They're called hino beans, actually.
Okay, now it's time for this week's climate change facts. This week's climate change fact is CO2 is released during the combustion of fossil fuels, such as burning coal for electricity, during the production of cement, and from land use changes, such as deforestation. So, just is that a, like that fact, Dayton?
Yeah, that was a nice fact.
Okay. If you'd like to send us in a fact, or as I said before, any other segments that we're already did or are going through, you can contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com. You could win lots of cool prizes like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man slash woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Big posters that say, Bro versus Bro.
Wow.
Solar toys.
That's cool.
And much more.
Yeah.
Like cars.
Like cars, yeah. Now it's time for us to jump right into this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
The book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. My Side of the Mountain is a child or young adult adventure novel written and illustrated by American writer Jean Craighead George, published by E.P. Dutton in 1959. It features a boy who learns about courage, independence, and the need for companionship while attempting to live in a forested area of New York State. And he runs away from home.
Don't do that. Don't do the last part. Okay, now as we get into the end of this week's podcast, it's time for this week's random act of kindness quote. This week's random act of kindness quote is, be grateful, be positive, be true, and be kind. Yeah. Said by Roy T. Bennett.
Because Roy T. Bennett was a cool guy.
Okay, what does it mean to you?
Can you read it again for me?
Be grateful, be positive, be true, and be kind.
Okay, it's telling me to be grateful, be true, be kind. Okay, be a good person.
What does grateful mean to you?
Okay, so, for example, you get a present for your birthday. Turns out, you don't like monster trucks, and your aunt got you a monster truck toy. You should be happy that you got something. At least you didn't get...
nothing.
A peppermint.
Nothing.
Okay, nothing.
Yeah. What about positive? What does that mean to you?
Why are you asking me so many questions?
Well, there's four, so you're only half... we're not even halfway done.
Okay, so to be positive is to be happy and be a... not... what's it called? Oh, yeah. Next question.
Optimist.
Yeah, be an optimist.
Learn your vocabulary. Oh, crap.
Okay. Take me. What is this?
Okay, now it's time for us to give some shout-outs to people who make... or listeners first. So, yeah.
Alex Hall, who is our cousin, happy birthday!
And Corinne Kazaza, who recently returned from Fiji.
Oh, yeah. Yay! Everyone's back.
Everyone's living the good life.
The boys is back.
Now it's time to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self. And this week our song was One Love by Houdini.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. And our therapy dog, Petey, and our team mom slash security, B. Murray. Goodbye. Yeah. Just one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. And this is Bro vs. Bro.